Bob out. Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio. From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon. To present the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Mumbra Tailash. Let's take a look at the headlines. President Hakainde Hichilema swears in chairperson and commissioner at ECZ. Zambia Medical Association signs MOU to improve healthcare delivery. In international news, Human Rights Watch in DRC accuses M23 and Rwandan forces of killings and rape in Uvira. And in sports, Mutondo Stars coach disappointed with draw against Power Dynamos. And other news in detail. President Hakainde Hichilema has sworn in Zevwanje Sinkala as commissioner at the Electoral Commission of Zambia and Major General Vincent Mbaulo Mukanda as vice chairperson at the Electoral Commission of Zambia. Speaking at the swearing-in ceremony in Lusaka today at State House, President Hichilema has called on the office bearers to ensure that they serve the people of Zambia by ensuring peaceful, non-violent elections environment. President Hichilema says the country would not have achieved debt restructuring and growth in the mining sector if it was in the chaotic environment of violence as before. The head of state says a peaceful environment, free and fair elections, is a connection to economic development.
If that violent environment had continued, we hadn't calmed the country down, there would have never been first debt restructuring, never. And today would have been paying $2.3 billion in debt service without debt restructuring. Violence, if it obtains, that's why for me, despite what happened to many people, including our members, some lost their lives, my duty was to call for peace, security, stability, and no violence in the markets and public places. I knew if we continued with that environment, no debt restructuring. And so we would have been paying $2.3 billion of debt service per year. We needed that money. Economy was going down. Now we are paying around $900 million, a differential of $1.4 billion.
And President Hichilema has commended Mr. Zevwanje Sinkala for his culture of hard work, echoing that national opportunities are open to all, regardless of age. The Zambia Medical Association has signed a memorandum of understanding with MedCover Hospitals, a partnership aimed at improving healthcare delivery in the country. Speaking to One Love Radio News Association President Dr. Imasiku Piri says the partnership will help with the training of healthcare practitioners through research and medical education programs. He says the MOU will also include healthcare operations and management programs, adding that this will help achieve international standards of medical service delivery as the partner hospital also operates in other countries. Dr. Piri further says the training programs will equip local professionals with technology and skills through knowledge exchange initiatives, thereby benefiting Zambian citizens. The Electoral Commission of Zambia ECZ Commissioner Mark Donald Chipenzi has called on voter education facilitators across the country to be abreast with current affairs for effectiveness in their duties. Mr. Chipenzi says the voter education officers must be aware of important changes relating to the electoral process, such as the delimitation of constituencies, among others, so as to deliver accurate and professional information to members of the public. Speaking when he officially opened the 5-day training workshop in Kasama, Mr. Chipenzi says the training is aimed at strengthening capacity of voter education facilitators ahead of the August 13, 2026 general elections.
Thank you.
At the same meeting, Kasama Town Clerk Innocent Mutambo echoed the need for such a training as it ensures effective outcomes and reduces the number of rejected ballots during the general elections.
What Commission wants the community to get that information. Mostly what we have seen is that the voting turnout is not good. We see that rejected votes, the numbers are high. Automatically, we interpret that to people. And most of the time, we look at the information that the facility wants. How effective were the facilitators that we're going to change? But also, it goes to our qualifiers, the ones who are training the facilitators.
ACZ says the training is intended to help citizens better understand voter registration procedures, voting processes, and their electoral rights ahead of the polls. The training is targeting a total of 12 publicity coordinators and 24 trainers from across Western Province, which aims to equip participants with skills to effectively educate voters on the electoral process before polling day. And in Mongo, the commission is represented by voter education trainers Letson Mundenda and Edna Musukwa, together with the district voter education committee coordinator. Mr. Mundenda says after completing the program, the district voter educational trainers are expected to train voter education facilitators at ward level, who will in turn conduct voter education activities in communities across the province. The leader of the United Prosperous and Peaceful Zambia Party, Charles Chanda, has called for a calm and issue-based campaign during the next 90 days of election. He says this is not a time to blame others for past problems. Chanda told reporters that the next 3 months should be free from violence and personal attacks. He says a lot has happened in the last 5 years, but now is not the time to point fingers. Instead, he wants political leaders to go to the ground and tell voters clearly what they plan to do for them if elected. Chanda advised Zambians not to look at candidates' political color, but vote for those who have the right intentions for the country. He also repeated that his party remains committed to rural development. He has further urged all parties to respect each other and allow voters make their choice freely. Political analyst Rudolf Mwanza has called on political parties to begin placing more emphasis on merit, hard work, discipline and commitment to the people when adopting candidates for public office, instead of depending mainly on popularity or campaign excitement. Mr. Mwanza says political leadership is not just about being known or attracting crowds during campaigns, but it is about staying connected to the people, being present in communities and delivering results after elections are won. He noted that under the leadership of President Hakainde Hichilema, Zambia has continued to see a growing culture of hard work, accountability and performance across different levels of governance. Mr. Mwanza says those seeking positions such as members of parliament, mayor or councillors must understand that citizens today expect leaders who are visible, approachable and actively involved in addressing the challenges affecting their communities.
These standards should also be reflected in the type of leaders political parties choose to adopt. Political parties must also avoid protecting underperforming leaders simply because they are popular or politically connected. Popularity alone cannot replace service delivery, consistency, and genuine engagement with the people. Last year, the country witnessed public reaction, unfortunately.